the whole idea of the World Drone Challenge is to actually start to prove drones outside of the city scenario and get them to work intercity, where they can have the most value and the most impact, and all, by pushing them in terms of capacity and endurance. The reason why is simply because we believe that it'll actually assist a lot of industries, not only the agricultural industry, which is could actually be the easiest and earliest adopter of the technology, but it also will assist every other industry along the way. The reason why we're doing this is because drones at the moment are currently limited to around about 20 kilometres, and their battery due to battery capacity. And in terms of weight lift capacity or payload, they're very, very limited to about either 5 or 10 kilos. In order for drones to become more effective, they need to lift more weight, which means in the end, when you're using them in the agricultural industry, you'll be able to put on different sorts of cameras. And that will include things like infrared cameras to put on the drone to actually monitor and spot stock, especially those beasts that come into heat, plus also at the same time to monitor water levels on troughs out in regional areas. And there's a whole number of things that we're trying to change within the agricultural industry as part of the World Drone Challenge.
Have you got a good response from northern farmers?
At the moment, we've very limited response from northern farmers. The sticking point has been that CASA, in the current form of legislation, is that they only allow you to fly in visual line of sight. Beyond visual line of sight is a much more complex affair. CASA must be warned at least 5 days prior to flying the actual drone, which means that if the weather conditions on the day are not suitable, then the drone is unable to fly. There must not be any more than about 400 feet AGL, which is above ground level, and they must not be over populous areas or infringe with other emergency vehicles. In terms of being out in the middle of outback Australia, CASA, I believe, should have less of a problem because they're not over populous areas, you're not actually impacting too much, it should be okay. However, to operate legally beyond visual line of sight, you must present a safety case to CASA in order to get that approval.
So for pastoralists in Northern Australia who would be interested in adopting drone technology, what would be the first step?
To adopt the technology on your station would be to actually work out, and this is the hard part, is to work out what you need the drone to do, whether or not that's monitor trough levels, or you want to look for invasive pest species, or you want to look for or monitor your cattle and track where they are in a particular paddock rather than using a helicopter, because what you want to do determines how your distance and type of payload that the drone is able to carry. However, there are other considerations that need to be taken into account, which are wildlife considerations, and then there's also it's a lesser consideration, but if you have other livestock that are around that can be easily spooked by drones, it may not be the best scenario to actually have a drone near those animals that are easily spooked. If you're going to be doing trough inspection, for example, on a couple of 100,000 acres, then what you're looking at is a fixed wing. Fixed wings have a general tendency to have a longer duration and operating range. So what that means, for less fuel, they're less mechanically complex. So what that means is for inspecting troughs, it can be captured as a simple flyover. If you were looking to count cattle in a field or look for invasive pest species, a fixed wing can actually do the same thing. If you're looking to find out whether or not there's a pump leaking on a particular trough, then you're going to be looking for a rotary. You looking for a rotary aircraft means that they're highly manoeuvrable, they're able to do detailed inspections, which actually eliminates the human altogether. There's no such thing as yet to actually use GPS markers to go through and get your drone to automatically do things for you, because you need to have it in visual line of sight during operation, which is kind of defeats the point. So this is why the World Drone Challenge has come about, because I personally have found all these gaps in the industry, and so the World Drone Challenge is aiming to address those needs by setting up an event that is new, that is different, that invites people from around the world to actually start to begin to change legislation for those competing teams, which will have impacts on the rest of the industry.